Money and Me on Your Money, only on Money FM 89.3.
Welcome to Money and Me. I'm Michelle Martin. Today, a very special show. We're going to take a look at the technical outlook of five stocks from a cycle analysis perspective on the days ahead for Thai Bev, Thailand seeing increasing lockdowns and pro-democracy protests. So I thought we'd take a look at how Thai Bev is doing. Moderna, we know it's in the headlines for entering the S&P 500. What does that mean for the share price? What have we seen in terms of on the back of that news? And also Amazon, has the stock peaked? And Johnson & Johnson, my goodness, in the news for exploring putting those talc liabilities into a new business that would file for bankruptcy. So what does this mean for Johnson & Johnson stock? All that coming right up with my guest today. His name is Derek Tan. He's founder of Timing & You. He's been an active trader and investor in stock, commodities, currencies, bonds, property markets, and a familiar name with us here on Money FM 89.3. Now, apart from fundamental analysis and technical analysis, he's also the practitioner of cycle analysis. And we're going to learn a little bit about how that could work for you when it comes to understanding the movements of different asset classes. Derek Tan, founder and chief executive of Timing & You. Good morning. Welcome to the show. So what are you doing ahead of the tighter restrictions tomorrow? Are you planning to head out today? Let's get you on air first.
Yeah, we need to be safe. So we should try not to go out as much as possible. Yeah.
Okay,
all right, anyway, good morning, Michelle. Thank you for inviting me up to Money FM again. All right.
It's always a joy to have you with us. Now, for listeners who are new to you and to cycle analysis, can you give us a quick overview of what you're going to be doing when you share your charts with us of those five stocks that we picked for today?
Yeah. So what is cycle analysis actually is about timing and turning points whereby I can do forecasts of, for example, personally, I do think that we will still have the bull market in the U.S. market is going to continue. Yeah, Monday we have a big drop.
Yes.
Then last night we recover very strongly again.
From 700 points down to 550 points up. So
yes, precisely.
Yeah.
So then a lot of people, start to talk about, we're probably going to see the top in the U.S. stock market, all this thing. But to me, is we are not there yet.
You don't think we'll see a 10% correction soon?
No, we probably will. We'll be going through a very volatile period, especially probably around August to October period. It's going to be very volatile, like what we see on Monday. Then last night is a lot of wild swing.
Mm-hmm.
But the thing what I'm trying to say is this cycle analysis tell me that this bull market in the U.S. stock market probably is not over yet, and we may be seeing, for example, Dow Jones going much higher, probably going towards 37,000. S&P 500 has already hit my target of 4,002. I'm looking at probably it may go to 4,006. And for NASDAQ, which is full of tech stocks, I'm looking at the next target is about 15,000. If it goes to extreme, we may be looking at NASDAQ going to 17,000. So it's going to be very exciting, but yet very volatile.
Okay, so just take a step back. When people try to understand what happened on Monday, some analysts point to fears and uncertainty about the Delta variant spreading.
Yes.
And how that's going to impact global economies. So when you look at the world of investing through cycle analysis, first of all, could you see Monday coming and what explains it for you?
Actually, we all know that this latest variant of COVID-19 is more transmittable. And probably more deadly.
Mm-hmm.
All right. Another thing I think I need to share is on the 31st of July this month, end of this month, the US debt limit is going to be, the deadline is up. So that means things are going to be very volatile. All right. So it's not only about the COVID, it's also about this debt limit and even inflation fear. And because US June inflation number is, it was up 5.4% year on year. So Federal Reserve, they can say, it's just transitory, but to me, it is not transitory.
You always have inflation, a very interesting perspective. So yes, as you say, many moving parts. There's COVID-19 numbers, but also inflation to factor in, and those debt expiry deadlines as well, kicking in the end of this month. All right, let's maybe take a look at some of your charts with regards to certain stocks, and that can help listeners understand the cycle analysis perspective a little better. So let's start with ThaiBev. Now, I wanted to look at ThaiBev because we know that they're increasing lockdowns all across Southeast Asia, but also in Thailand. And, you know, coupled with pro-democracy protests, that's an interesting environment for ThaiBev. The latest H1 earnings exceeded expectations. There was a lower than expected effective tax rate, restructuring of the group's beer business. Maybank analysts see the stock could see continued expansion of the beer business and noted that the group's spirit segment was undisturbed by COVID-19. Sales volumes remained stable in the first half of the year. So we know that bars, entertainment values closed down. How is ThaiBev doing in terms of its peers? What are you seeing in terms of your analysis? Let's just add your charts. Right.
Okay. Are you looking at the chart of Thai Beverage? Give me a minute.
All right. And if you're just joining us live, this is Money and Me, and you'll be able to watch this show on YouTube as well. So when I mention the charts that Derek has put together, given his analysis, these are technical charts, and I'm sure you want to take a look at them yourself. We'll put them up on YouTube so that you can watch the whole discussion come alive, right? Here we go. Okay, here we are. ThaiBev, it's up now.
Okay. Okay. All right, good. So technically, if you ask me, Thai beverage doesn't look too good. All right. So why do I say that? If you all can see where my cursor is, there's actually a chart pattern, what we call a descending triangle. This is what we see, a descending triangle whereby the low, the high is getting lower and there's a horizontal support here. And it actually broke that horizontal support and it came down. So this is something bearish. So right now, for Thai Beverage, is at a very critical stage, I would say. At this blue circle over here, which is around 66 cent, that is also the place whereby, if you can see the blue, there's a blue uptrending supporting line. So we actually have a double support of a blue uptrending support line and a horizontal, a blue horizontal support line, the blue circle, around 66 cent. Also, the thing is, if Thai Beverage were to so-called penetrate below this double support, this doesn't look good. And we may see Thai Beverage come lower to the purple circle over here, which is around 62 cent. All right? And if the bearishness were to continue, we may even see Thai Beverage go even lower towards the green circle here, which is about 58 cent. Actually, this green circle is also where the price objective of this descending triangle, where it is. For example, you take the high of the descending triangle, you minus off the so-called the height from the support, and you take the height of the descending triangle, you deduct it away from the blue support line, 58 cent is where we are looking at. So at this point in time, I would say Thai Beverage is at a very critical support area. If any more weakness it were to occur to it, we may see go even lower to 62 or even much lower to 58 potentially. All right.
Wow. Thai Beverage currently trading at 66 cents. And we know it's postponed its plan to sell a 20% stake in a regional beer business through a Singapore listing. $2 billion Singapore listing, citing a volatile and uncertain outlook aggravated by the pandemic. So do you think if it does go through with this listing, that's going to significantly change things for it?
Yeah, if it does go through and, you know, there are good news, if Thai Beverage can break above this red downtrending resistance line, if it does break above that,
what
then
is that,
we
that
may
resistance line again, that price for that resistance line?
It's about probably around give me a minute, it's 60, probably around 70 cent.
Okay.
All right. Mm-hmm. Around that. Mm-hmm. So if it can break above this, that red downtrending resistance line, around probably around 70 cent,
yep,
we may have a chance to see Thai Beverage go a bit higher towards the red circle, which is around 71 half cent.
Okay.
All right. Where the 200-day moving average also is also. All right. So we need to see whether this news will pan out or not. All right.
Okay, let's jump next to Moderna. Can you get the chart up going for us, Derek? So Moderna jumped to a fresh record after the S&P Dow Jones indices said that it will add Moderna to its benchmark index. We know that this is such a significant milestone for a lot of companies because it means they'll be included in all sorts of ETFs and pension funds as well. The vaccine maker rallied 10% to about $286 on Friday. It's its biggest move since March. What do you see for Moderna?
All right. So this is a longer-term chart of Moderna. It was listed in around late 2018.
Oh, we're still looking at Thai Bev. The chart is still Thai Bev for us. Yeah. I'm not sure what's going on with our visuals, but maybe double-click on... Here we are, Moderna. Now we can see it. Go ahead.
Okay. All right, so this is a longer-term chart of Moderna. So we can see that it has built a base after its IPO, and after that, it has been going up and up and up. It's a beneficiary of, unfortunately, the COVID-19 virus. Mm. So let's take a closer look at Moderna. The thing is, like what you have mentioned, the inclusion of Moderna into S&P 500, actually tonight, it has caused its share price to really very rally very strongly, especially for the last few days.
Yep.
So as of last night, what I do see is it's running out of steam already. There's a saying in the stock market, buy on rumors, sell on news. And if tonight is where it's going to be included into the S&P 500, then probably a lot of people are taking this opportunity to lock in their profit and exit. Yes, correct. So one thing I can see from the chart of Moderna is this. Last night, volume was extremely high. Can you see over here the red over circle over here? It's extremely high. It shows that there's a lot of selling enthusiasm into this news. All right. So my take is this for Moderna. The recent rally probably has come to an end already. Or it will probably take a rest. Or it has even touched the so-called the Bollinger Band, three standard deviation. So I think it's already run its course, and probably it's going to take a break. That means going forward, it probably is going to take a rest after running for so fast for the past few days. It may just pull back, all right, towards this black line over here, which is a five-day moving average around 280. All right, or even back to the 20-day moving average, which is around 240. It will take a break first, consolidate before it can go any higher. As I believe, as COVID-19 continue, which I think is going to continue with more strains of COVID-19 variant, Moderna will be a beneficiary of this, unfortunately, this pandemic. So this is my view about Moderna.
Interesting, because we have been asking, when will the skyrocketing of Moderna end? Moderna currently trading at $307.33, down 2% today. And I mean, if you take a step back, Moderna shares have rallied some 170% so far this year. So people have been asking, when is that likely to take a pause? Interesting insight from our guest this morning, Derek Tan, founder and chief executive officer of Timing and You. He's a market historian, sharing his charts with us in terms of the consolidation of price movements and what he sees technically ahead. All right, so we're taking a look at different cases and trying to understand how cycle analysis applies to different shares and companies. Let's move now to Amazon. Amazon's stock moves recently have had a lot of people scratching their heads. We're expecting Amazon earnings on July 29th. The question, will they crush expectations again, or have recent price movements indicated that Amazon stock has peaked? Let's put that question to Derek Tan. What do you see with Amazon's price chart?
All right, so this is the price chart of Amazon, all right, since about 10 years ago. As you can see, it's
still not there yet. We're still only seeing Moderna. Oh. Sorry to butt in. Okay, here we are. Okay. Amazon, go ahead.
All right, so This is a 10-year chart of Amazon. As we can see, it's a very nice uptrending stocks for the last 10 years. All right. And the important thing is, if I were to zoom in, we can see between the red resistance line and the as well as the blue horizontal support line, it has formed this chart pattern where it's known as rectangle or flat base. All right, it has formed. It has been forming this base since September last year. All right, for quite a long period of time, until probably recently, July, it started to break out from this consolidation. All right, so let me zoom in further.
Yes, please. So it's fascinating, by the way, seeing these charts, and you can as well, listeners, when you catch this on YouTube, we'll put this video up later today. Go ahead.
Yeah. So after it broke out in early July, earlier this month, all right, it went up, but unfortunately, here recently it came down, especially for the last few days. All right, the weakening of the U.S. market, it came down. But the thing is, it actually found support at the this resistance and support over here, which is where the blue circle is. All right. So this support.
Could you put your cursor on it so that we can see where you're talking about?
Is here? Do you see my cursor?
Unfortunately, not. The cursor's gone missing today.
At the blue circle.
Okay, we're gonna have to imagine it. I'm gonna look for the blue circle. Okay. Yeah. Okay, I see that. Yeah.
Okay. So the blue circle, the support is around 3,523.
Okay.
Also, I do see that Amazon, all right, finding support at this blue circle, which is 3523, which is where is green 20-day moving average is, all right? But the thing we need to take note is this. Like what I mentioned earlier, we are going to see a lot of volatility. So there may be a chance for Amazon to come a bit lower towards this green circle over here. I would say that will probably be quite a strong support. Why? Because we have a cluster of support whereby first, there's this blue uptrending support line. Second, the 50-day moving average, which is this black blue line over here, is also there. At the same time, there's a third support of the blue horizontal support line. That's where the green circle is, whereby there's a series of so-called support over there. So if the 3523 support is not able to, is were to taken out, we may just see Amazon drop a bit lower to this green circle, which is around 3394, which is going to be a very strong support. All right. So if the general market were to go up, like what I mentioned, for example, NASDAQ going to 15,000 or even much higher, then we will see, we will probably see Amazon hit higher. And if it were to clear its recent high of 3773, which is where the red circle is, or 3773, we may see Amazon going higher from there. Also, if I go back to a longer term, chart of Amazon, which is here, if Amazon were to break the red circle resistance of 3773, based on this this rectangle or this flat base, potentially we may see Amazon going towards 4233, the price objective of 4233, if the red circle resistance were to be taken out. Also, this is my view about Amazon.
All right. So we know that Jeff Bezos made it into space. He had the biggest window into space as well. We also know that he's going to step aside as chief executive of Amazon. Well, he did step aside a couple of weeks back. So what do you think his moving away from the main stage for Amazon? Do you think that's going to impact it significantly in the long term?
Personally, I don't think so. I think even in terms of the charts, to me, all the fundamental news, whatever is happening in the company or what the market view about Amazon as a company, to me, everything is reflected in the price chart. So that's why to me is any layman, the easiest way to understand about a particular company or stock is to look at its price chart. And to me, you just look at it, it has been building a base for probably 8 months, 9 months, mm-hmm. and it's just broke up. Unfortunately, because of recent weakness, it is advanced. But like what I mentioned earlier, if it can break this red circle recent of 3773, it's going higher. So mm-hmm. I don't think this he stepping down is at least or technically is impacting Amazon at all. Yes.
Okay. The Amazon last traded $3,573.19 up by 0.66% today. All right, let's move on now to sobering news. Johnson & Johnson exploring a plan to offload liabilities from its widespread baby powder litigation, exploring those, offloading those liabilities into a newly created business that will then seek bankruptcy protection, according to people familiar with the matter. J&J has not yet decided whether to pursue the bankruptcy plan, could ultimately abandon the whole idea. Not great press for the company. What do you see in this price charts?
Okay, so this is a price chart of Johnson & Johnson for the last 10 years. Well, if you look at it, still a very nice uptrending stock. I will say this, we are at the very tail end of this bull market in the US stock market. So if you ask me, we should be looking to buy strong stocks like, uptrending stocks like Johnson & Johnson, Amazon, instead of trying to pick a stock, that means trying to find values. Mm-hmm. We are almost at the tail end. We should be buying high, sell higher. Now is not, personally, it's not a time to find values. All right, so
okay.
Let's zoom in on Johnson & Johnson. All right, so this is about a one-year view. Same thing, very interestingly, Johnson & Johnson display a potential ascending triangle chart pattern. Why do I say so? You can see this red horizontal resistance line here, and it's having a higher low. So it's something like an ascending triangle. So to me is, if Johnson & Johnson is able to break above this red circle over here, the resistance of around 171.67, mm-hmm. that is the red resistance, which is about 171.67, that's where the red circle is. If it's going to able to break above this resistance, then probably we will see Johnson & Johnson move higher from here. All right, how high possibly it can go? Mm-hmm. We can take the depth of the ascending triangle, we add on to this red resistance line over here. So that will end up about 192.81, around there. But I just want to say this. Potentially, its price objective is 192.81, provided it can break above this red circle resistance, which is around 171.67. Also, it seems that Johnson & Johnson is probably also benefiting from its vaccine. All right, and the recent so-called not so good news is just shared by Michelle. We'll see. All right, so but like what I say, if it can break above this red color, red circle resistance, it mm-hmm. probably is going to go higher from here. Yeah.
So still a blue chip company in your books. I mean, it's still boasting about a $443 billion market value. Let's take a look at Johnson & Johnson. Its latest share price, if I can bring that up, $168.45, up 0.94%. All right, finally, before we let you go and head to the news, Inotech. So KGI Securities has raised its target price for Inotech to $1.12 from 73 cents previously, with an unchanged outperform rating after it hiked its valuation on KGI Securities, rolling forwards estimates to base them on 2022 projections. So what do you think of this outperform rating? What are you seeing in the price chart?
Okay, so this is a price chart of Inotech. So same thing, very nice uptrend, as we can see, going up nice and steady until over here, when it start to build a base, as we can see over here. Same thing, it is also in the process of forming a ascending triangle, as we can see over here. All right, so If the way I look at it is, if this blue uptrending support line can support the price of Innotech, all right, and it were to go up and break above this red circle resistance, which is around $1, all right, if it can break above $1, it will complete the so-called the ascending triangle chart pattern. The next resistance is at the orange circle, which is around 1.04. All right, 1.04. So if the bullish momentum can continue, we may even see Innotech achieving the price objective around 1.145. How do I derive that? I take the depth of the descending ascending triangle. I add on to this red horizontal resistance line. That's how I get 1.14. Also, all this I have to say is this, is provided Innotech were to break up above this red color circle resistance line, then it may go higher towards orange circle 1.04 or even go towards 1.14, the price objective of this ascending triangle. Yes.
Share price charts made easy, made conversational for you by my guest, Innotech, last traded at 92 Singapore cents, by the way, in case you were wondering. Derek, always lovely to speak with you. Thank you very much for joining us this morning in Money and Me.
Yeah, thank you very much for your time, Michelle. Hope to be back again to share more about charts of a different stock with the audience of or listeners of Money FM.
Absolutely. We missed your cursor today. I have to say, I was looking around for your cursor and your cursor is not turning up on the screen, but I still think that it is fascinating to see these the historical share price charts for these companies in the news. And so listeners, if you've just joined us and you want to check them out, you certainly can. All you have to do is look up Money FM's YouTube page and we'll put this video up. All right, Derek, thanks for joining us. Derek Tan is founder and chief executive officer of Timing and you, I'm Michelle Martin.
Before acting on the information on Money FM, please consider if it's suitable for your own investment objectives, financial situation, and risk tolerance. To listen to more great interviews, download our podcasts at moneyfm893.sg or download our audio app. That's AWEDIO. Available on Google Play or the App Store.